Jim, would you like to introduce our first guest?
I would absolutely be delighted. He is becoming nearly a part of our furniture because we really love him and we love what he stands for. He's an extremely professional and likable person. Can I just say on behalf of Spotlight, Dr. Phil Lee, thanks for being with us here again this morning.
Thank you so much, Jim and Darren, for inviting me back to be able to give an update on the situation.
Well, we invite you back because, you know, both Darren and I, and Spotlight in particular, support what you do, and we've made no bones about that, and we'll do anything we can to help what we believe is an important part of Western Sydney, and in particular, Westmead. And I just think the story is a little bit confusing from what I can gather, and we need to get it right so that the people at the end of the day are the beneficiaries of your hard work and commitment.
So we are talking about palliative care at Westmead, and Dr. Phil will fill us in a bit more. There's been a petition, there's been lots of activity in the media. Where's the latest at, Phil?
The minister responded to the petition, which over 1,200 of the community signed, requesting that, first of all, the 7 funded beds are reopened as dedicated palliative care beds as a first step to developing a standalone dedicated palliative care unit. The minister is very supportive of palliative care in general, but does tend to rely on the local executive for his information about the ward. And there is still the conflicting statements coming out that Westmead Hospital has 7 dedicated palliative care beds staffed by experienced specialist palliative care
nurses. So what's conflicting about that statement?
What's conflicting is that when I talked to my ex-colleagues who I worked with, both nursing and medical, the beds are not dedicated. They're on a shared, busy medical oncology ward. And palliative care patients can access a bed if it's available, and it's not a dedicated bed, it's anywhere on the ward.
So not dedicated means a lot of things to those needing palliative care. What does it actually mean for someone who needs this sort of care?
Most palliative care beds are in units that have an appropriate environment. They're a quiet ward, they have special skilled palliative care nurses looking after the patient. And those nurses are skilled at not only looking after the patient, but supporting the family as well. And if you don't have that special skills from a nurse providing that care, then it's not optimal care. And things can be a problem for the family.
Another item I think that's in dispute between the different parties talking about that is those sort of specialised nurses and the number and the availability of them on any ward in Westmead at the moment?
All nurses do have the ability to provide basic palliative care, and the oncology nurses are wonderfully skilled oncology cancer nurses who do provide basic palliative care. But on speaking to several of them last week, they said that when things get complex, which is the type of patient who is in Westmead Hospital, they struggle. They used to have the capacity to talk to the palliative care nurses on the ward, but that no longer is there.
And when you talk, Phil, about complexity, I think we need to let our listeners know what that really means. It's not if they just go in there with one particular symptom or so on. I mean, these people are at that stage of their life, aren't they? The complexity is really serious.
It is, and the benefit with the Westmead Hospital, they have access to all the other experts in the hospital to manage them. So the best example is patients with terrible pain because the cancer spread to their spine. They're bedbound. With the wonderful anaesthetists and the cancer pain service, they can actually manage that so the patient can walk out of hospital. The disease is not cured. They're still eventually going to die from their disease, but the focus is on their quality of life and their dignity for whatever time is left. Mm. And you need the skilled specialist palliative care nurses at the bedside to support those interventions through that that period.
So we're hearing that dedicated is something that's a bit up in the air as far as who you talk to. For me, it's also, as a local, I live in Carlingford, so Westmead is my local hospital. And if I were to, say, have to travel to Mount Druitt for any sort of care, now I'm not old yet, but who knows, I might come down with something where I do need that sort of care. Now, for myself and my family, that travel, which is an extra, 40 minutes nearly out to Mount Druitt from Westmead. And we're hearing again and again from every local who is coming out talking about this, so local politicians, bipartisan support, local mayors, they're all saying, why? Why that sort of distance when maybe over at the Northern Beaches, you'd say, Jim, you know, you're over there, that wait. The travel, say, from, say, DY up to Mona Vale, where they do have a dedicated ward in the old hospital there. Now, if you had to travel to Hornsby, you think everyone would be up in arms over the Northern Beaches. So we're up in arms here in Westmead. Why isn't it being heard? What's your thoughts there, Phil?
Well, I think it's because of the mixed messages that are coming across, and the minister does rely on the local executive for the information, and that is in dispute into what the minister is being told. I think it is so important that the minister or his ministry team are able to speak to the palliative care service in Westmead Hospital or in Western Sydney in general. But not only to them, but to the services who depend on palliative care so much in Westmead Hospital, the emergency physicians, the respiratory physicians, the neurologists, the neurosurgeons, the intensive care, across the board, they depend on palliative care to not so much take over their patients, but to provide the support, and then when appropriate, to take over the care of their patients in an appropriate environment.
It's 40 minutes past 10, live 90.5 Spotlight. We're speaking with Dr. Philip Lee, advocate for Westmead Push for Palliative Care. We'll go to a short break and we'll be back talking more about this very important local topic.
Alive 90.5.
It's 19 minutes past 10, live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
We're really delighted to have in our studios Dr. Philip Lee, a great advocate, a professional person in every sense of the word. Tell us what's happening with palliative care, or probably the flip side of it, Darren, not happening with regards to the development of palliative care in at Westmead. The minister has come out with a plan to have an investigation, and I often find when people want an investigation into something, it's really just to put it on the back burner and slide it around to somewhere else. That's my own view, because they either don't want to make a decision or can't make a decision. But it's under the pretense of, I will have an investigation, which will cost, you know, a couple of $100,000, and we'll have it in 5 or 6 months if lucky. But let's just assume everything's fine and it is what it is. The investigation, what's that about? And tell us your point of view in relation to this.
The minister, in his letter replying to the e-petition, stated that he has directed the district to investigate opportunities to create an additional dedicated palliative care unit which would complement the currently provided services. That's a very... Initially, we felt optimistic with that, but then the concerns were the history of the so-called planning for palliative care at Westmead has been purely by the executive. It has not been inclusive planning. And one of the suggestions was that 20 beds will be opened at Auburn Hospital. The Director of Supportive and Palliative Care for the whole of Western Sydney was totally unaware of that suggestion. And if the investigation is purely by the executive, I suspect the outcome will still be the same. Westmead Hospital does not need a standalone dedicated palliative care unit. It is critical that the investigation is collaborative, involving all those who provide palliative care, those services who depend on palliative care, and most importantly, involves the community, that people, patients and families need to contribute. The two meetings that three of the advocates had with an executive representative were really ticking the box, so they could state they've consulted with the community, that they did listen to us but did not respond to our suggestions, and the second meeting they just dictated what was going to happen. That is not meaningful interaction with the community.
So really you want to lead a consultation, but at the moment you're just being seen as the people consulting, and yet tick the box, be quiet, and this is going to go away. And I think, Jim, you're suggesting that Spotlight or the station or somebody in the local community should get the round table. I'm thinking the executive, the minister, Phil and his other advocates. What do you think there?
Well, I do. Darren, my view is if you want to solve a problem or find a solution, get the people in the tent or get them in the room and work through it. If the assumption is correct, and I firmly believe that we need a palliative care, I'm just trying to join the dots. I like flow diagrams. Do we need a palliative care unit that helps more and more people and provides a framework in 2021? Then we need that at Westmead. If it's a no, well, it's finished. If it's a yes, then how do we solve it rather than this, what I call political ping pong, that just keeps going back and forth, oh, we have this. How can one side say we have it and the other say we don't?
Totally agree. And I must say that for the record, we have invited the minister through the ministry invitation process, which is something you just put in a form and get no response. And I've done that about 2 months ago to invite the minister to come and talk about that in the local community. We are still yet to hear anything. So, Minister Hazzard, you are very welcome in the Western Sydney to come and talk about this, and we can easily facilitate that with a genuine discussion about what's needed for the local community.
And if I really wanted to be mercenary, here's my member, my state member, where I live at the moment. So, and I could just say, well, I don't care. We've got palliative care units. If I need it. But it's not about that. It's about the values that you and I hold in spotlight, and great people like Dr. Philip Lee, who go out on a limb. He's retired. He's going out to help other people, not himself.
I think the minister and the ministry really need to take leadership with this. The reason for my concern is that the previous chief executive commissioned a planning review of supportive of palliative and end-of-life care in Western Sydney in 2018. That was submitted to the current chief executive in November 2018 with a lot of very, very good recommendations for palliative care across the district. That planning process has never been released or acted upon by the current chief executive, and the minister is unaware and has not seen that planning process. So it's an example that if the investigation, which may be collaborative, comes up with something that the current executive did not agree with, if they're in charge, it will go nowhere.
So if I'm following right, there was a plan, and if that plan had been followed through by now, what would we have at Westmead Hospital, which is what you are trying to achieve?
What the plan stated was that there was two different opinions about the need for a larger dedicated palliative care ward at Westmead and more work needed to be done. Because that I was involved as a consumer, I'm not at liberty to disclose other information on that, but our request to the executive to see the submitted report on multiple occasions has not happened.
Well, Jim, I think we need to keep talking about this, and hopefully we can hear from the minister and his ministry to understand what can be done to actually have the care that we need at Westmead and with the right sort of attention to detail involving advocates like Dr. Philip Lee here.
I agree totally with you, Darren. We've got a Facebook page. Dr. Phil, can you tell our listeners about that and how they can really get behind it, because it's about them as well?
Well, there's two things. The Facebook page is called the Westmead Push for Palliative Care, and we've had wonderful support from the bipartisan members of parliament across the area, and that has been, and also two of the mayors, the mayor of Cumberland and the mayor of Parramatta.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the most effective ways is if our community members write directly to the minister with their concerns about this issue. That all the members have written to the minister and have had very similar responses. The mayors have written to the minister, had similar responses. I have. But if the community out there sends multiple letters expressing their personal concerns, their personal experiences to the minister, I believe that pressure needs to eventually tell.
Well, we wish you all the very best. We will support you 100%. This show is here for you, Dr. Phil. We thank you for what you do, your leadership. You're retired. You don't need to take on other people's problems. But the deep values that you have and your family in trying to build a better community, we at Spotlight say thank you, and we will support you right to the end.
Thank you so much, Jim and Darren. The whole group and our community in Western Sydney really appreciate the support.
Have a great morning.
Thank you.
Alive 90.5.